This is Charles Beeler for the PodTech Network. I'm here with Tammy Ju from AOL and moderating a conversation for Tammy with Haney Nada from Granite Global Ventures. Tammy, what would you like to ask Haney?
Ask Haney? I would like to find out how do you like the conference so far and when you get here and whether you have seen deals and you have been competing certain deals.
So actually, this has been a great conference for me and Granite Global Ventures. Many of the firms that we're seeing are very exciting early stage opportunities.
To you and Granite Global Ventures.
And what firm are you with again?
So many of the companies are exciting early stage companies. There's some great opportunities. There are a few not so great opportunities, but I think entrepreneurial spirit will always win in the end. Granite Global tends to be a expansion stage firm. So many of the companies that we're seeing are probably a little bit too early for us, but there are obviously a number of great early stage VC firms here, and we're always looking to see the direction of how these companies turn out in the end.
What are some of the companies you are particularly interested in?
It was very intriguing. There's a lot of application sharing collaboration technologies that we saw. There was a lot of innovative technologies. I mean, one of the interesting ones that came out was Zing Technologies. One of our investments actually was here, Boston Power, which has got a new battery technology that's doing extremely well. There was a number of great new ideas out there.
So Boston Power, I understand you're syndicating with Gabriel Venture Partners. How do you like working with them?
Gabriel has been a great firm. I think Boston Power is going to turn out to be a great investment for all of us. The momentum is really on our side there. The company came out of quote-unquote stealth mode today, but the company's been operating for some time, and we're actively helping them in many opportunities in China. I mean, one of the great things they saw about Granite Global Ventures was our presence in Asia and our helping on the manufacturing process and helping companies find manufacturers in Asia.
Are you on the board?
I'm not specifically involved with the project. One of my other partners, there's two partners involved in the project. Thomas Ng, who's our partner in China, and Scott Bonham, who's our Harvard partner here in the U.S., is also involved in the deal.
What other companies you're interested in here at the conference?
There were a number of interesting technologies. I think many of the companies need to mature a little bit before Granite Global Ventures, or they fit the kind of Granite Global Ventures profile. We typically like to invest in companies in their expansion phase or growth phase. Many of these companies are out looking for initial customers, initial traction, so they're a little bit too early for us. But many of the technologies are very interesting.
Haney, can you define expansion stage capital as you all view that?
It's a number of different factors. So one of the things we like to see is a full complement of the management team. We don't like to invest in companies that are expected to have changes or additions in the management team. That's a very important factor for us. One of the other factors is a scalable sales process. So you add a sales rep, revenue grows, or you help expand the revenue. It's a very linear curve after we like to invest on the sales expansion side. Technology has to be largely proven out. It's got to be in the customer's hand. The customer's got to like it and want it. So that's a very important part of the expansion stage profile. There's other factors that are important, but I think those are the three biggest ones that we like to see.
And your firm has a very interesting strategy in terms of how you work in China and how active you've been in that market for a number of years. Can you talk about that for a minute?
I like to be flipped. In China, we started investing in 2000, where everybody thought we were crazy. Over the last year or so, everybody thought we were brilliant. Now we think we're crazy. So, I think the China market has been a great market for us. I think it's a little bit overheated right now, and we're actually kind of moderating our pace of investments, both in China and the U.S., because we think the market's a little bit overheated. But long-term, the long-term trend is beautiful. I think in China, it's going to be one of the world's greatest economies. The entrepreneurial spirit, the economic growth, and some of the things that the government's actually doing to help open up the economy and open up entrepreneurism in China is very exciting. So we're very excited long-term for China.
And you all have taken an approach of having Chinese nationals as part of your partnership, living in Shanghai in your case. How do you feel that's worked for you vis-a-vis some of the firms who are doing most of their investment in China with partners who are based over here in the United States?
A venture capitalist, I'm not sure who did it. One of the great VCs of our time quoted, venture capital is a local business. You've got to be local. You got to understand the market. You got to understand how the entrepreneur thinks. And it's exceptionally true in China. I mean, I've been involved in a number of companies in China, along with my local partners there, Jenny Lee and Jisun Fu. So you got to be local. I think if you're going to be successful long term, you've got to be local. I think many of the flyover VCs are going to get, it's going to be difficult for them. I think there's going to be a lot of headline news about China and some of the deals that don't work out there, which is going to be negative for the environment. But I think it's going to be positive long term because it'll make people focus on the opportunity at hand.
Great. Thank you very much, Haney. So we've been talking with Haney Nada, general partner at Granite Global Ventures, and Tammy Ju from AOL. This is Charles Beeler for the PodTech Network.